این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini, on one of the occasions, described Hazrat Fatima as a divine symbol of piety and virtues. If you don't learn from her asceticism, piety, modesty, and other virtues, you have not even understood the true essence of womanhood. We must all try to follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Fatima and should try to learn from her piety and knowledge, especially since Allah has not limited knowledge to only a few, but has made it available for all seekers. Also, each and every individual can attain to high degrees of piety, a quality that is again not limited to the elite.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Welcome to the Spring of the Truth from Arabic English Radio. Today we're again with you with another statement of the late leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Imam Khomeini in a statement said that today the Iranian nation has risen up for the same reason, to revive Islam and to revive Islamic rulings, and has made an uprising that has no precedent in the history of Islam or in the history of Iran. When Imam rahmatullah alayh talks about the Islamic revolution, he emphasizes that there was no precedent of such a revolution in Islamic history or the Iranian history. We might have many of the revolutions in mind that had happened after the dawn of Islam till today, but there is a big difference between what happened here and in the other revolutions. That they could not continue for such a long time, let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this chance to live and to be in such an environment, this Islamic government.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
We cannot find any other revolution, let's say Islamic one, that has firmly stomped in front of all the powers of the time to speak out the Islamic world, to speak out the Islamic unity. At least we couldn't find any revolution in the course of history that was like what happened here in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Yes, there were some uprisings here and there, but the ones that could have a say in the world and to stand the Islamic flag in an international level. Yes, this statement is quite true, and there is no doubt in that, that there is no other example that was at the same time Islamic and with the wish and with the will of implementing Islamic rulings. So when we have understood this point that it's a unique sample and example in Islam world, I think it brings a sort of duty to appreciate what we have today, and we have to realize that our duty is to be at the service of such a government as much as we can. When we have understood and reached to this point that, yes, there is no precedent for such an uprising in the history, in Islamic history, or even in the history of Iran, it brings us, as I said earlier, it brings us some duties to protect it, to defend it.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Ya
every night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha.